What we believe. We believe in being perfect in Christ. During his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave us the challenging command to be perfect. But since we are all bound to make mistakes, how does God expect us to keep this commandment? By gaining a correct understanding of God's expectations for us, we can come to know what the prophet Moroni meant when he said, "We can become perfect in Christ." What does it mean to be perfect? The Greek word for perfect can be translated as complete, finished, fully developed. Our Savior asks us to become complete, finished, fully developed, to be perfected in the virtues and attributes He and our Father in heaven exemplify. The perfection that the Savior envisions for us is much more than errorless performance. It is the eternal expectation, as expressed by the Lord in His great intercessory prayer to His Father, that we might be made perfect and be able to dwell with them in the eternities ahead. I believe that Jesus did not intend His sermon on this subject to be a verbal hammer for battering us about our shortcomings. No, I believe He intended it to be a tribute to who and what God the Eternal Father is, and what we can achieve with Him in eternity. Elder Garrett W. Gong of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "Understanding the Savior's freely given atoning love can free us from self-imposed, incorrect, and unrealistic expectations of what perfection is." What God expects. Deny yourselves of all ungodliness, and love God with all your might, mind, and strength. With faith in Jesus Christ, repent when we fall short. Keep the covenants or promises we have made with God. Do our best to keep the commandments throughout our lives. Continue in patience until ye are perfected. What God doesn't expect. Be perfect now. Never make mistakes. Be burdened by an attitude of perfectionism. Be constantly busy, all work and no play. Be critical of self for lack of progress. Try to earn your way into heaven. These are the things that God does not expect. Read by Austin Peterson.